Hello. Yeah. Oh, okay. On WFMP The Edge? Oh, WFMP The Edge Rosendale? That's great. What time is it? Now? Oh, what's it called? Maybe some stuff will happen. That's cool, but like, what's it called? Maybe some stuff will happen. That's cool, but like, what's it called? Maybe some stuff will happen. That's cool, but like, what's it called? Maybe some stuff will happen. That's cool, but like, what's it called?
And welcome to Maybe Some Stuff Will Happen. I'm Jack.
I'm Molly.
And you might have just heard us on the news. It was an impressively messy day. Sorry about that, guys, if you're like holding over. It's entirely my fault.
I feel like everybody got the gist of what's going on today.
Yeah, if you guys really missed out on something, let us know.
Yeah. Let us know right now and we'll fill you in on the gaps of
what you Yeah, we can go back on the script. This is our first FM show. This is our first time on the official radio, so you're gonna have to bear with us. We're here until 8, so you only have to put up with it for a little bit.
Yeah. For everyone who's tuning in their car that doesn't know who we are, welcome to our show.
We started about 2 weeks ago.
We're new at this.
We are. We've done one interview, 2 chatty episodes.
Yeah, and we had a chatty episode earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit too much about what's on our house shopping lists, so we have a more activity-based episode for everyone here tonight.
We do. We hope, I don't know, it'll inspire you guys. First off, Molly, like, how are you feeling today?
Jack, it's been a day. It's been quite a day. I feel like the time in middle school where I was over at my good friend's house, and her much younger brother was just, like, around. We were hanging out. I don't know what we were doing. We were, like, sitting on the floor. I was, like, talking to her. I was talking with her, and we were, like, playing with her cat or something. And I was sitting on the floor, and there happened to be, like, an empty cardboard box around. And, like, all of a sudden, her brother, like, takes the box and, like, just puts it over me and, like, traps me in the box. And, like, I'm forced to, like, curl up into fetal position to, like...
So one might say you were put in a box?
One might say that I was boxed in.
Okay, so what? What's making you feel that way today, Molly?
Not unlike when Jack specified that I had to feel a certain way with a specific analogy earlier. We argued about it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I forgive you. But that's how I'm feeling today. Among other things, it's been a whirlwind of the day. Jack, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling like, you know, in those like climbing videos. And it's like a guy on a mountain.
Not just climbing videos.
I guess not. Just like general adventuring videos. When there's like a guy, I'm feeling like the GoPro on the top of the guy's head, like forced to just like be attached to this like man or woman or whomever. Mm-hmm. And like, it's really wobbly. It's like kind of fish head effect. And I really am feeling like that GoPro like, recently.
Like you're going with the flow, but you're forced to. It's like, there's no choice in the matter. And you're strapped in for dear life. Just hitting every bump, shaking with every...
Yeah, no, truly. Like, I think that's exactly how I feel. It's like, I'm having to be, like, really active and adventurous and do all these things, but it's not necessarily my choice, and I'm feeling a little just, like, stuck in it, but also, like, very wobbly. Gotcha. So I'm feeling like that GoPro.
Hey, Jack, is it time?
I think it's time. You guys gotten a whole 3 minutes of us, but we're gonna play you some PSAs.
You're gonna love them.
Okay, kids, the campfire's out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. It's still smoking.
No, close enough.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave.
I knew that.
You're never too young to get your smoky on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Department of Fine and Performing Arts at SUNY New Paltz invites you to see the upcoming production of Everybody. Directed by Professor Brittany Proya, this absurdly funny play about death is a modern riff on the 15th century morality play Everyman. Everybody will run in Parker Theater from March 3rd through March 5th, and again through March 23rd to the 26th. For more information, head to the Fine and Performing Arts page on the newpaltz.edu website.
And welcome back.
Hey there. So our activity for tonight is, there needs to be a little bit of context. If you've seen the show How I Met Your Mother, this is discussed in the show.
Was it originated with the show? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to be taking the...
It's a really sexist episode. It's like not a fun episode.
I don't know. I kind of
love, you enjoyed
like,
it.
The early 2000s sexism in that way.
Okay. Slay Molly.
I love sexism.
Whew. Quote that.
FM baby.
Someone soundbite that.
So we're going to be taking the hot, crazy scale test. So the idea is that I'll read the description so everybody knows. The hot, crazy scale is a phenomenon popularized by the sitcom How I Met Your Mother and is well known in internet pop culture. Some claim that the theory is pseudoscientific, while others maintain that it's backed by proper studies. The theory holds that it's possible to decipher how you should regard a potential partner based on their levels of hot and crazy. This one, we're going to be taking the gender-neutral hot and crazy scale test, which we love that.
That's amazing.
It's nice that they've updated it to be gender-neutral.
What year do you think they did that?
Like, probably really recently.
I feel like 2021. I feel like maybe a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slight progress. IDR Labs, we respect you.
Yeah. So we're both going to be answering the questions.
Mm-hmm. We're going to read you the questions, discuss our answers for a moment. There's 20 of them, so it'll take a second. I hope you guys are into it.
Yeah, and then you're going to get to know how hot and crazy both of us are and how you should regard us as potential partners.
Are either of us looking? Are you looking, Molly?
Definitely more than you.
I'm
not looking.
No.
I'd say I want the world to know how they should regard me. Yeah, I'd say I'm looking. I'd say I think
people should
take this how hot and crazy I am and decide if they want to date me or not.
Yeah, I think anyone who knows me should take this into account. I don't think it needs to be relegated to like potential partnerships.
I hope that this colors everyone's view of me. Please don't do that. Okay. Don't do that actually. Okay. Shall we?
Yeah, all right, question one. I have tried online dating or mobile app dating without
I have a different question.
Okay.
No,
guys, the questions are randomly generated. I guess we'll just each
we didn't think this through. That.
All right, no, we'll just each read our own questions.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes. Okay, I'm going to read my question. I've tried online dating or mobile app dating without getting many matches. No, when I do it, this is a small town, so there aren't a ton of options. You run out of people, particularly in, like, queer, lesbian, gay settings. But, no, like, when I'm new to a place or anything, I'm doing just fine. Not as strong, just fine. What's your question?
Others seem to give me the benefit of the doubt more than they would for other people. I agree. I think that people...
That could just be your personality, though.
Yeah, but, like...
Those things are
my
connected.
My hotness goes into my personality.
That's incredibly fair. So is that your final answer?
Yeah. Agree on the strong end of the spectrum.
All right.
Next.
Okay, my next question. At a moment's notice, I can go from thinking very highly to myself to feeling completely worthless. We saw this question in practice, and it hit way too close to home.
Yeah.
It's gone better since I've been medicated, but...
Good to hear.
Yeah, no, it really has. So I'm going to give, like, middle agree.
Okay. I often think that someone new in my life is perfect and then become intensely disappointed in them. You guys, my reading is going downhill after reading the news.
It's okay, okay.
I'm gonna disagree with that. I don't think people are... I don't, like, get, like, new friend rose-colored goggles. Like, what is it? Like, honeymoon stage? I don't experience that with, like, friendship.
Okay. That's interesting to know.
Yeah.
You didn't with me. They're still on.
They're still on.
All right, question three. People often go out of their way to do special favors for me. No, I think I, like, I think I, acts of service are definitely my love language, and I tend to do, like, I that's how, what I feel comfortable doing. And so I think that is reciprocated, but I don't think in terms of this, that
is,
like...
You don't think it's because you're hot?
No, maybe. No. I think it's personality more than anything else. Yeah. I'm gonna stay neutral on
that
one.
Because you're crazy.
Yeah. All right, what's yours?
Sometimes it takes only the mildest of triggers to elevate me to a state of bliss or throw me into a state of rage. Kind of similar to your question that I'm going to get to as well soon. I'd say, like, medium disagree. It, like, really depends where I am in my cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Valid. Question 4. People have often told me that they find it hard to understand my emotions and or decision making. This one's hitting, once more, way too close to home. I feel like I'm starting to see how this test is going to turn out. I think the most, when I say, like, the by far the most common complaint, worry, I don't even know what to call it, thing that I am told is, like, you're confusing. Like, I don't get this.
I only find you confusing when we text.
I'm famously a terrible
texter. Jack is a cryptic texter.
I didn't have a phone until 10th grade. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I never knew how. Like, it's just not a thing.
Well, you just do it. You should just text how you talk, but...
I don't do that.
You don't seem to get that.
I don't know how to do that. My thumbs don't work like that. It's a thumb issue. If I text on my laptop, it's just fine. I send paragraphs upon paragraphs upon paragraphs.
No, but actually, I don't know, like, sometimes I feel like we're both trying to explain things to each other and we both just don't get it, which maybe we just have different communication styles.
That could be true.
Yeah.
I feel like it does happen between us. No, in terms of, like, emotional relationships, like, previous relationships, really intimate, emotionally intimate friendships, I get this to a really, really, like, worrying degree, and it's something I'm really trying to work on.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. All of these things, like, I know...
Self-awareness is the first step.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Jack. At a moment's notice, okay, now we're hitting repeat questions.
Okay, yeah, we can do these quick.
Feel going from thinking highly of yourself to completely worthless. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like God.
That's really fair. I feel like we all do. That's what Adderall does to you. I've been propositioned for modeling jobs. No, models thought I was an actor once, but I think that's just because I was, like, nervous to talk to them because they were so hot and I used a funny voice.
That's really funny.
They then were looking.
The voice? Can you address the story of the voice?
No. It was just like I was serving them. I think I said something funny. It's like it's a whole bunch of French words. I work at a like fancy French bistro thing, right? So it was some not confusing words, just some French words. And I think they were like, do you perform? Like, where are you from? They were really confused. And then they asked if I babysat because they were really drunk and on shrooms.
Yeah. And Jax tried to pass this babysitting job off to me several times.
I have. Well, so first I tried to pass it off to my roommate and very, very lovely good friend, Kristen Anabi, shout out, who was also there that night celebrating their 2-year anniversary with their boyfriend. And the models interviewed them at a later date and said no.
It's really funny.
Sorry, Krista. Okay, so I've not been propositioned for modeling jobs.
Interesting. I get uneasy when I don't have pointers or social cues from others to guide me. Nope, I'm good on my own.
Yeah. Team sports are an excellent way to build character. Yeah, I believe that. I think it qualifies in what a team sport. I ran cross country, and that's a team sport. So
that's a team sport, Jack.
Yes, it is. Points matter. You it's like running with each other and like pacing each other is like the most important
part of
cross country. It's like you are meant like that is how the way to be a good runner is to have a really close running partnership with someone and be able to like pace yourself with them and like know each other's like, okay, when I'm going to push, you're going to push when we go. Like it is very much a team sport. I accept that most people don't agree with that. And I do believe that like more traditional team sports also build character.
Interesting. I've never played a team sport in my life.
I don't understand how this connects to the quiz, but that's okay. I'm saying next.
Okay. I repeatedly destroy my possessions or thrown out valuable things that I own because I felt I was worthless and did not deserve them. No. I like my things.
Yeah, I'm terrible at throwing things out. The prospect of being abandoned or left alone triggers deep-seated negative feelings in me that I do not fully understand. They do, but I understand them. Loneliness has always been my greatest fear. So I'm going to say agree, but, like, I do understand.
Cool. I usually feel positive about the future. Meh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I often think that someone new in my life is perfect, and then become intensely disappointed in them. I definitely do the, like, slightly, I mean, like, actually very uncomfortable, like, what am I thinking? Hyperfixation. I definitely hyperfixate on people. So, it's gotten a lot better. Again, medication. But, yeah, I'm gonna do slight agree on that one.
I constantly seek out activities or social feedback in the hope that these will get me to feel better. Yeah. Medium, okay. Not all the way, but...
No, I get it. When I'm confronted with the consequence of a bad decision I've made, I sometimes feel as if it was another person who made that decision. Literally constantly, it's a huge issue.
Interesting. People often go out of their way to do special favors for me. Yeah, I think a little bit.
Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah. Not all the way. I feel like we should clarify that there's, like, the spectrum is disagree and agree, and you can pick in the middle or halfway in between middle and each other.
Maybe we should have said that at the beginning. Well, for people who are really invested in this test-taking experience.
Exactly. Next.
There's too much emphasis on athletics in high schools these days. Yeah, absolutely.
I have problems with shopping sprees or my spending habits. I don't go on shopping sprees. I just am not usually... I feel like all young people, like, we're just... Most young people are not the best at budgeting.
I gotta say, I lived in the middle of nowhere. I didn't go shopping. I didn't spend money. I don't think I even...
I just spend too much money on yarn these days.
Oh, that's real. I really want to buy some plants. All right. I've repeatedly destroyed my possessions or thrown out valuable things. That guy. Hard to disagree. I've literally never done that.
Too much emphasis on athletics in high school these days? Sure. This one, I don't know what that has anything to do with the test.
Others seem to give me the benefit of the doubt. Yes, definitely. I think they were equating, like jockhood with attraction. Mm. Do you think that's what they're doing?
Maybe we'll get some answers when we finish.
We should delve into the programming.
I engage in frantic efforts to avoid real or imagined abandonment by people who are close to me. No, I wouldn't say that they're frantic.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I do that either.
I usually feel positive about the future. Yes, absolutely.
When confronted with the decision, this is the, if it was, do you feel like it was another person who made your bad decision one that Jack just answered? Medium disagree.
I think we're really getting the layout of what these results are going to be.
Yeah.
I engage in frantic efforts to avoid real or imagined abandonment. No, I definitely don't do that. I feel pretty secure in my friendships.
Good. It seems like people often find reasons to talk to me or keep conversations with me going. It depends on my vibe at the moment.
I get that.
Yeah, like, I feel like I've talked about how, I'm not an awkward person, but I'm super, super susceptible to other people being awkward.
Yeah.
So I've been, like, if it's an awkward moment for me, because I'm, like, other someone else is being awkward, they're not going to want to talk to me.
I always blame it on myself. Which gets into my next question. I get uneasy when I do not have pointers or social cues from others to guide me. No, I can usually just, like, barrel ahead. But if it's really bad, I assume it's me.
Mm-hmm.
When it probably is, and I'm pretty chill.
I'm gonna say I feel neutral about this one, too.
Okay. What question are you on?
The people who want to talk to me one.
Which number?
That was 14, now I'm on 15.
Okay, so I get uneasy when I do not have... Oh, I didn't press next. I'm sorry. Keep going.
The prospect of being abandoned or left alone triggers deep-seated negative feelings in me that I do not fully understand. I don't feel like I have abandonment issues.
Hey.
It's
very healthy of you.
Yeah.
I have problems with shopping sprees. No, not at all. I don't spend money.
People have often told me that they find it hard to understand my emotions or decision-making. No, I feel that way about other people, though.
Okay. Interesting. When in a relationship, I repeatedly ask my significant other if they still love me or still care about me. I think in a different world I would, but, like, in my current relationship, no. Like, not really. I feel pretty secure. Okay.
I've tried online dating or mobile app dating. What is the difference? Without getting many matches. No. I get plenty of matches up in here.
We know you pull on this town, Molly.
Yikes.
What? It's true.
It's FM, Jack.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it takes only the mildest of triggers to elevate me to a state of bliss or throw me into a state of... No comment. No, again, medication.
Yeah, awesome. It's good.
Okay.
Team sports are an excellent way to build character. Yes, but, like, so are group projects.
Okay, go neutral, go neutral. Yeah. I will constantly seek out activities or social feedback in the hopes that these will get me to feel better. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Not like hard, yes. Sometimes I've gotten way better at like checking into when... Actually, you know what? I'm a new person. No, that's not true. But like, I've gotten better. So I'm going to say neutral on that one. I'm usually way more tuned in at this point. I used to, absolutely.
I've been propositioned for modeling jobs. Yes, I have.
Oh, you have.
Well,
give me the context.
I was friends with a lot of photographers in high school. People were always wanting me to... People wanted to photograph me. And also, one time, a family friend who's a painter of mine was like, I need to paint you.
Okay, see, if that was... I was thinking, like, an agency scouted me. That's how I took that question.
Yeah, no. I understand that.
Okay.
But I feel like I've been... Like, all of those things are modeling. They're just...
Oh, I guess you're right. Okay, I guess I could have gone back and changed my answer. Yeah. I'm hot, too.
You are hot.
I feel like that's what I was doing. It seems like people often find reasons to talk to me or keep conversations with me going. At the risk of saying conceited, like, yeah, honestly. Mm. Not like hard, yeah. But like, I think people enjoy interacting with me.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my last question.
I'm on my last one.
Okay.
In a relationship, I repeatedly ask my significant other if they love me and still care about me. A little bit. Mostly if I'm dating a man.
Okay, let's find our answers. Okay. Oh my god, okay. I just got away with it. I'm like literally almost on the line, guys. I'm on an 8. No, I'm on a 7. I'm on a 7-8.
No, but what zone are you in?
Oh, I'm in the fun zone.
Okay.
But like really close to the crazy zone.
The zones are...
And also really close to the date zone.
The zones are no-go, crazy, fun, date, marriage, and unicorn. I am in the date zone.
Hey!
Hey, guys. I'm single. You should date me.
What's your number, email, social security?
No, you can find me on... Maybe Some Stuff Can Happen. What's our show called? At Maybe Some Stuff Will Happen on Instagram.
Yeah, and I think we've probably tagged our personals.
Yeah, you can find me from there if you're interested.
Molly's beautiful and wonderful, and you should maybe take her on a date.
Yeah, I feel like I don't get asked out enough.
Yeah, no, someone take Molly on a date.
My biggest complaint at my last job was that no one asked me out.
What? True. I've never been asked out at my current job because it's a lot of, like, just old rich people. But at my old job when I barista'd, I would definitely get... I would see people out a lot and they would be like, oh my god, you work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And really wanted to chat me up.
I got asked out a couple of times. Three times. In a year at Health and Nutrition.
Ooh.
And I
feel like Health and Nut is a good place to get picked up.
Yeah, well, also, everyone who works there is sexy.
That is true. I know of three people who work there, and you're all sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Or worked. We're going to go to another quick PSA break, but we'll be back with you in just a few. Thank you, folks.
The Samuel Dorsky Museum of Art sounds kind of intimidating, right? We were scared you would say that. We don't bite. I mean, at least not anymore. Located in that mysterious building across from the Student Union building, we're open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Bring your friends or family and help us grow our campus community, or just come and hang out. For more information about exhibits and events, visit www.newpaltz.edu/museum or find us on Instagram at Dorsky Museum. Or, you know, just walk in. This is your museum. Come as you are.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back.
Hey there. So we're in our... last 5 minutes of our show.
This was really fun.
Really fun.
If you were listening, let us know. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what that experience was like.
So something that we've been meaning to say on air, a quick little tidbit that Jack has not been enthused about sharing.
I just feel like there'd be a more thematic, cinematic way to tell this.
Okay, well, you can imagine it's cinematic. I think it's funny, and that's what counts.
That's really fair.
It's very much of the what's that thing that's like, if this happened twice, I would have two nickels.
Which oh, the Doofenshmirtz meme?
But it's weird that it happened twice.
Yeah, Doofenshmirtz meme.
So, a couple weeks ago, I was going for a walk, and Jack calls me and is like, do you want a ride? And I'm like, no, I'm on a walk. And they're like, okay, come meet me at the laundromat. I'm driving there. So,
well, I actually saw you on a walk.
Yeah, and you called me.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I meet them at the laundromat, and we're chatting, and we're talking about our day, you know, gabbing away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jack, I missed my morning class today. I slept through, and I almost slept through my second one, but then I was like, no, I have to go to class.
And then I was like, I skipped two or three classes in the last week.
Yeah. And then this woman in the laundromat.
I'm sorry, parents, if you're listening. That's not true.
She turned around, and she was like, please go to class. Like, I have a class with only a couple students, and they all didn't show up the other day, and, like, made me feel so sad, and, like, you pay money, like, go to class.
And like, I didn't really notice her.
I didn't know that
like,
she
popped out from behind us. Like, she popped out behind a pillar, and she said, guys, go to class. I only had two in mine.
And it makes me feel bad.
And it makes me feel bad. And we didn't know the context. We didn't know what kind of class. Uh-huh. I was picturing, like, young kids.
Yeah. And I said to her, I was like, don't worry, like, I went to my second class, even though I wanted to skip it.
And I think I was like, I didn't.
Yeah. Fast forward to a couple weeks ago, I think it was after our first show.
It was coming down from our first show.
We were leaving the Student Union building on the SUNY New Paltz campus, and again, out from behind a pillar, we hear a voice that says, did you guys go to class today? And it's...
We didn't acknowledge our surprise.
No,
I think we turned around, noticed what was happening, and said, yep.
And she was like, that's great, guys, like, whatever. And we just, like...
Went our separate ways.
Yeah, it's just... It's weird that it happened twice.
And it is.
We were both together. Like,
it would be,
like, not as interesting as if it, like, one of us just saw her and she was, like, class, and we were like, yeah. But it's all, I don't know.
Also, then, like, two moments of, like kind of random, not random connection, but, like, I think important moments for the two of us, too.
Memorable, for sure.
Yeah, memorable, like, chatting at the laundromat.
Yeah.
I had a keg in my backseat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was a very noteworthy...
And that moment was the beginning of us deciding that we had to keep running content notes for our show.
Yeah, also, that too. We also really, the next time we see this woman, we're asking for a soundbite. Like, I'm pulling out my phone and I'm saying, can you do a quick voice memo?
Tell us to go to class.
We'll work it into our intro.
There's, what is it, on Channel Orange by Frank Ocean, there's, like, there's that song that's just one of their moms talking, like, please go to class. What's it called?
I do not know.
Do you listen to Frank Ocean?
Not really, sorry.
That's awful. It's not just money. Yeah, there's like a mom and she's like, it's not just money, like please, like don't smoke weed in college, don't drink, please, like don't do any of those things, like you're gonna get yourself in a hole. It's same vibes as money.
Yeah, no, or that one Wear Sunscreen song, that old dude.
I don't know that one.
I think this is like the 70s or something, I don't know. My dad told me about it one time. Yeah, well, thank you so much for tuning in today, guys.
Thank you so much.
That was really fun.
We're going to, next time we'll be on the air, we'll probably have a guest.
Yeah, 6 p.m. back on the stream, on the website, next Tuesday.
Yeah, and our show's a little longer there. We usually go for 45 minutes.
Yep.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We hope you had a wonderful little time today on Maybe Some Stuff Will Happen. With
Bye.
Jack and Molly.
Love you.
88.7 FM, WFMP The Edge.
Rosendale.
Summertime, and the living's easy. Rallies on a microphone with Ross.
SMG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder.
Noche de pasión, con una tengo sexo y la otra me hace el amor. Estoy envuelto en dos amores, pa' quererlas a las dos tengo razones. Si alguien me juzga, todos cometen errores. Maldita tentación, somos pecadores. Tengo razones pa' quererla a las dos. Si quieren jugarme, que me juzgue Dios. Les dedico canciones, les gusta mi voz. Todo fue tan rápido, fue tan veloz. Hacemos poses diferentes, yeah. Y qué rico se siente, yeah. Cuando las pongo calientes, yeah. Los gemidos no mienten, yeah. Quieren satisfacción, les doy satisfacción. No hay nada malo si hay conexión. Les compro ropa cara si nos vamos pa'l mall. Pero en mi cama sin ropa interior. Tomando botellas, mirando las estrellas. Contigo, con ella, una noche más bella. Yo me la paso bebiendo, en las dos pensando. Y yo aquí muriendo, me estoy enloqueciendo. Se siente, yeah. Cuando les pongo calientes, yeah. Los gemidos no mienten, yeah. Tomando botellas, mirando las estrellas. Contigo, con ella, una noche más bella. Yo me la paso bebiendo, en las dos pensando. Y yo aquí muriendo, me estoy enloqueciendo.
¿Qué ching pasó?
Yeah, es el cantante de
Y recuerda que este es JC, estamos en vivo y en directo, este es el proyecto. Estamos de 8 a 10 de la noche en 88.7 WFMP. Lo que vamos a escuchar ahora es un poquito de Raúl Alejandro de Carolina.